105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect radio show today with myself, Martin White. Not just me, of course. We always have two fabulous guests in the studio. And today, the theme of our show is very much around starting up in business. So perhaps you're somebody out there that's tuned in and you're thinking, I've got a great business idea, or actually, I'd quite like to have a part-time business, a lifestyle business that perhaps I could run from home, but you don't really know where to go in terms of asking for help and how to get started. So hopefully our guests in the studio today will be able to enlighten you. So to my left on that note, we have
Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group.
Lisa, lovely to have you with us today. And to my right,
good afternoon, I'm Lara Alvarez and I'm a business owner at Spanish Sensei, which is a language school in Hastings.
Fantastic. Lovely to have you with us, ladies. So Lisa's going to be talking to us all about the business support that's available to prospective new business owners, particularly within the Let's Do Business Group as part of their Startup September campaign. And Lara is a new business owner herself, so she's going to be talking in practical terms about the process that she's gone through and the help that she's needed and been able to access in order to start her business. So do stay with us. We've got a packed show. What we're going to do now is play a little bit of music, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the BizConnect radio show. As I was saying before the break, we've got a startup business theme to the show today. And our first guest is Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Just for the benefit of our listeners today, tell us a little bit about the business support that Let's Do Business Group offer, and in particular, around startups and your Startup September campaign that you've got running this month.
Yeah, thank you, Martin. As you say, we're a business support organisation based down in Hastings, but we cover across the South East, so across East Sussex, Kent and into Essex as well. So we do a lot of work with startup businesses. So we are in the middle of our Startup September campaign. So September is traditionally a really busy time for people that are thinking of start a new business. They've had a bit of time off over the summer thinking, you know what, I've got this really good hobby that I'd love to kind of turn it into a viable business. And they're looking, you know, where can I go to get some help to get my business up and running? So, you know, they've got the idea but don't really know what to do with it. So we generally run some workshops. So we do some in-person workshops and some online workshops. Mm-hmm. And so at the moment we are in the middle of a in-person workshop down in Hastings, our program called My Biz. Mm-hmm. And we've got a fantastic group of about 13 individuals. So they've got their second session tomorrow. And so that will cover, so thinking about their business planning, understanding the finances in their business, and we'll talk about sort of marketing, social media, and then we have an accountant coming about those practical steps they need to take about setting up their business.
So I guess those workshops on a practical level are very much around demystifying some of these kind of quite frightening terms and words, like, you know, business plan and cash flow forecast and accountants, and, you know, because all of that, I would imagine, is quite kind of daunting for people in the first instance if they have no experience of that. Is Lara, you're nodding, so was that something that you found?
Yeah, definitely. I think it really helped with, probably for me, breaking the process into pieces and saying, okay, actually what you think is really scary, it's not as daunting as you would think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got like, okay, yeah, I've got my idea. Uh-huh. This is what I want to do. I think I can work on this step now. So it was really, you know, very helpful to have that
structure,
step-by-step
yeah,
process.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Definitely.
So you're doing that face-to-face at the moment with some workshops down in Hastings. And it's quite accessible, isn't it? Because it's not like, you know, this takes place over 6 months. You're quite focused, aren't you, as you were saying, in terms of each of the modules there. So you're doing sort of, what, 2.5 hours and you're doing 4 sessions typically?
That's with our online workshops, yeah. Mm-hmm. We do 2.5 hour sessions. So each has its very much its own theme. So session one, as Lara mentioned, is around about those business planning, thinking about their research, you know, who their competitors are. The second session is all around the finances. So we touch on pricing strategies, thinking about profit and loss, understanding their own personal budget, which is really important when you're going into self-employment. Talk them through a cash flow forecast, because if anybody is thinking of applying for any form of grants or loans, they're gonna have to do a business plan, and they do need to have that cash flow forecast alongside it. And most people will look at a blank forecast and think, I don't know what to put in there. So I kind of help them, kind of guide them through that. Thinking about, obviously, you know, we live in seaside towns, so, you know, there's a seasonality aspect to some of these businesses. You know, when's the busy time during the summer, or if they're in retail, you know, up to Christmas, when's the quiet time in you know, for the business? So they can kind of plan ahead.
Then, so you know, you'll sort of throw questions at people that will make them think in a bit more detail, you know, about maybe putting some of the meat on the bones about, you know, their actual sort of business idea and,
Yeah, no, most definitely. And then, you know, the one they do look forward to, everyone looks forward about the marketing and, you know, and what social media channels they need to use for their business. But having the accountant come along is really important as well, because they can answer those questions that they've got, you know. So, you know, whether they want to be a sole trader or they're going to be a limited company, when do they need to actually register their business? You know, understanding about tax and, you know, do I need a business bank account? Because that, you know, not everybody, as you know, as a sole trader, you don't have to have a business bank account, but you should have a separate bank account.
And the one thing you will have to do, obviously, is keep track of your, you know, your business costs, your revenues. So you're going to have some kind of accounting system for that, aren't you?
Exactly. You know, and we highly recommend they look at some form of accountancy software, because what's great about them is it will link to their bank accounts. So it does a lot of that work for them. So, and it helps them track, you know, what money that's coming in and what they're spending their money on as well.
Fantastic. Good. And a lot of that is kind of free to access. I know you work very closely with NatWest, for example, to deliver, you know, some of these programs, and Herbiz, I think, in particular, is a program that you've got at the moment. So let's just talk very briefly about that, because I know you've got a cut off this Wednesday, haven't you, for the latest round of applicants. So all of everything we've just been describing there is kind of covered by that Herbiz program of workshops, isn't it? So
That's right. The content we do, whether it's face to face or online, is the same. It's just when you're in person, it's a bit more condensed because it's over two sessions, whereas online it's in four weekly sessions. So no, thank you, Martin, for mentioning Herbiz. That's our Women in Business program, where we support females who are looking to start up the business or who have recently set up a business, so they can be based anywhere in East Sussex and across Kent. So we do have a real variety, and that's an online program. We start on the 23rd of September, but the cutoff for applications is this coming Wednesday, the 14th.
Okay, so how do I, so I'm tuned in today, I'm sitting at home thinking, do you know what, I'm really, what have I got to lose? I really ought to do something. If I don't do it now, I'll never do it, which I think is kind of ultimately the catalyst for most people that go into business. So I'm sitting at home thinking, right, you know, kids are at school, I've got time during my day, how can I apply for Herbiz? How do I get enrolled in that program?
We advertise on Eventbrite, so so you can look us up on Eventbrite, but probably the easiest way to find it is to go on our website, letsdobusinessgroup.co.uk, and go onto our events page and click on Herbiz, and the link will be there for them to register.
Fantastic. So that's a really good place to start, isn't it? And, you know, ultimately, that you still don't have to commit to, you know, to going through with that. But the point is, it's about sort of educating yourself in the first instance in terms of what's involved, perhaps, in starting a business.
And what's good about Herbiz is we run that on a regular basis. That runs every other month. So if like this coming month is a bit too soon, we're running the program again.
Brilliant, fantastic, good. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll leave it there for the minute. When we come back, we're gonna play a little bit of music. I'd like to talk to Lara about her business, Spanish on Sea in Hastings, and just kind of talk about your business journey, really. And I think that, again, that might help to kind of you know, help people along there, you know, with their own thoughts in terms of starting their business. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the BizConnect radio show and our startup business theme for the show today. We've got two fabulous guests with us. We've got Lisa Young, who we've just been hearing from business support group Let's Do Business Group. She's been talking to us about her startup September campaign. And Lisa, I think we'll come back to that in a minute. But what I'd like to do now is talk to Lara Alvarez, who is a new business startup owner of Spanish on Sea, a Spanish school in Hastings. Lara, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you very much for having me today.
Fantastic to have you with us. Please, in your own words, just paint a picture for us in terms of your business journey from teacher to business owner, as you are today. How did all of that come about? How did your Spanish language school come into fruition, as it were, and, you know, from business idea to actually having a tangible business? So tell us about your business journey, Lara.
Yeah, so I moved from London to Hastings about a year ago. I come from a teaching background. And when I moved to Hastings, I did continue my teaching, you know, but somehow I wanted to give a little bit more to the community. So my partner Alvaro and I started a free conversation club that we did every week in one of, you know, a community hall. And that gave us kind of like an insight of what the community needed.
So what is that? What is a conversation club? And who was part of that conversation? I'm intrigued.
So we had a range of, you know, different people that may have had a house in Spain, may go on holidays to Spain. They just wanted to, you know, practice the Spanish that they had learned at school or, uh-huh, you know, in college. And
because I guess once they've come back from their holiday home or, you know, whatever, their holiday, you know, they've got no opportunity to carry it on, have they?
And especially after the pandemic, most of the lessons or, you know, courses that were, you know, around the area were online.
Yeah.
The type of students that we have are usually kind of like, you know, retired people, mm-hmm, so a bit like more mature.
Yeah.
So obviously online classes might not go well with, mm-hmm, them because, you know, they need a bit more like a face-to-face approach. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So we started this
conversation club. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Which turned out, you know, to be like a conversation club, mm-hmm, you know, having a nice group of people coming in every week, you know, doing some conversation. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, got into a more serious type of teaching, you know, doing a bit more of grammar, maybe, emphasizing things like pronunciation and all that stuff. And then we started off, you know, having the idea of, okay, why don't we open a language school or, you know, get into a bit more like formal teaching? Mm-hmm. Do we think that people would be interested?
Yeah. So is there a market for that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I then was kind of like scrolling on Instagram. Obviously, half of my life was scrolling on Instagram, so which is good, you know. And then I came across the Herbis, you know, advertising for a, you know, Let's Do Business Group program.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it was a series of workshops where, you know, you would learn different things about how to set up your own business. And I thought,
so at that point you thought, you know, if I'm serious about this, I need to do a bit more research and find out what's involved.
Well,
I guess.
Exactly. Mm. You know, it's great that you have an idea, but
yeah,
what I really wanted was like, I need some support,
yeah,
to know what's next,
mm-hmm,
what do I want to do next, you, mm-hmm, know, or how do I start this journey,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I signed up for that.
Uh-huh. So you were teaching in a, yeah, school, presumably at this point, still you still had a full-time job.
And, yes, uh-huh, yes, yes. I was a curriculum manager at, uh-huh, at the college.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so I kind of like, okay, I moved into a part-time teaching. So when I started the workshop, I was still doing part-time teaching,
mm-hmm,
at the university. And then so I sort of started like developing the idea,
yeah,
trying to research on the market. We opened a social media account on Instagram so that we kind of started, you know, getting a bit of like, you know, people signing up, like, we're going to open this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Launching quite a lot of, you know, surveys, yeah, and questionnaires to people, like, how would you like this to, yeah, be done?
I like what I'm hearing about there, because so many people think they can just kind of go from nothing to kind of having a customer base on day one, but what you were doing was kind of quietly building in the background, weren't you?
Yes, and you know, obviously having the conversation club really helped because they were aware of what we were going to do. They had kind of like people that they could tell, oh, these guys are going to open a language school, so you know, it would be great if you can support them. And
and ultimately they've become your first customers, I guess, haven't they?
Yes. So we actually, obviously, one of our first customer was one of the students that we had at the conversation club, so of course, which is the great, you know, like kind of like platform for you to be in, you know, like promoting there.
And so
it was, you know, some quite intense months into researching the market, trying to, you know, find premises for the office, seeing, you know, what's available, and continuing with the workshop to, you know, try to get up to speed with everything from business plans to finance, social media as so very interesting.
So a bit of a brain drain for you in those first few months.
So my partner and I were like constantly, like all our conversations were based around this 24/7.
I bet you were great at dinner parties, the two of you, you know.
Definitely.
Oh, Lara's coming around tonight. Oh, no.
No, she's going to talk about her business again and her business idea.
But I mean that's an important kind of part of it, isn't it? Because you know you have to, if you're not motivated, you know, by what you're trying to kind of do ultimately, then you know nobody else is going to be, are they?
Well, definitely. And you know, for us, we always had this idea in mind. Like it is a business, of course, but for us, it's more like we're giving something back to the community. You know, and for us, it's very important to have this, we're giving something cultural back to the community, which I think it's quite important. It's, you know, and it's great to have like a solid base there to grow your business from.
Yes, it's quite a sort of an emotional business proposition, I think, ultimately, isn't it, for people on the other end, you know, because they are invested in Spain, you know, with a second home, or they go there, you know, to see relatives or whatever. And so it's not just a you know, it is an emotional thing, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And it sort of like goes within what they tell us most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the market in Hastings for Spanish teaching was not as big as we thought.
Right.
So we are the only face-to-face language school, Spanish language school there. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously there was a big opportunity there. We grabbed it.
Yeah, fantastic, and all credit to you. What do you think has been your biggest challenge to date? Where have you, you know, found the business support, for example, from Lisa and her team most valuable?
I think for me, in that processing all the information and thinking from day one that you need to have a very clear perspective, especially like your business plan, which it's like, okay, I'm doing this document that is a business plan and that's it. Done. You know, it's like, no, I'll have to go back to this and, you know, refer back to this, change things. My objectives may change with the time and so on. And another kind
of... So that's like, not a tick in a box exercise, in other words.
No,
it's actually sort of becomes the roadmap, if
of
you
course,
like, for your for your business.
Yeah. I mean, I think if any business, if you just do a business plan and it's just a tick in the box, then you probably need to rethink again. Like, are you really doing what you should be doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's constant, as I say, constant conversations about, okay, we've done this, what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
We need to change this. Maybe this is not working as we should or as it should be. Should we, you know, rethink what we want to do in here?
Mm-hmm.
And then another challenge, but something that I had to get quite up to speed with was social media, definitely. Because obviously it's a big part of, you know, being able to advertise our business and, you know, spread the word that we are in Hastings. This is what we do. We do have, you know, marketing on flyers and frames outside the business that have really worked really well, because obviously our type of customer is more like, okay, the person that might, you know, pop into a cafe and, you know, get a flyer. But obviously a social media presence has always, you know, been important too. And kind of, you know, getting to grips on, okay, posting things, doing videos and all sort of things.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic. Good. Brilliant. Look, Lara, thank you so much for just kind of talking us through that. I think what we'll do is we'll play a bit more music. When we come back, Lisa, I'd like to understand a little bit more about Startup September and some of the kind of the other initiatives that are kind of going on. And then, you know, Lara, perhaps bring you in again to talk about some of the specifics of the workshop series that you went through in terms of the kind of the value add there from your point of view. So do stay with us. We're going to play a bit of music, and when we come back, we'll talk to Lisa and Lara again. So join us straight after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to our Startup Biz Connect, a radio show today, everybody. We've been talking with Lara Alvarez from Spanish on Sea, a Spanish language school in Hastings, all about her startup business journey. And we also have Lisa Young with us today, who is from the Let's Do Business Group based in Hastings, but covering the whole of East Sussex and Kent in terms of startup business support. Lisa, I'd like to sort of just come back, if we can, quickly to your Startup September campaign, if we can. We mentioned HerBiz, but I know... which is a startup workshop series, but I know there's other things going on as well around Startup September. So just tell us what else is happening with you guys.
Yeah, what we're doing, I mean, we're doing kind of some, like some social media work around really kind of like highlighting some of the success stories we've had over the last few years, which is really important, I think, to show how businesses started and, you know, how they've come to, you know, grow, you know, their businesses, move forward. We also have some, let's just say, some support in Kent. So we have one of my colleagues who's a business advisor based up in Maidstone, works out in the Business Terrace. So okay. Chris does a fantastic job up there.
Uh-huh.
She has put together a workshop, which is running very shortly up in Maidstone. And we're also doing some like one-to-one kind of clinics virtually and in person, mm-hmm. Which are running this week and next week. So that would be someone could book a one-to-one appointment with a local accountancy firm we work with, speak to one of my colleagues, maybe talk through about their business plan and their finances. They can have a chat with our marketing team, maybe around social media or about setting their website up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, having that real one-to-one conversation sometimes is really important.
That sounds like a great idea. So you don't necessarily have to enroll on day one in a workshop series. There's some tailored kind of one-to-one support that people can access as well as part of Startup September. So how would we do that? How would we kind of arrange to have a chat with a business advisor like yourself or Chris at the terrace in Maidstone? What's the best way to do that?
The best thing to do is to probably contact the office or send us an email, and then obviously we can arrange then for someone to contact to find out what their needs are.
And that's on your website, is it letsdobusinessgroup.co.uk?
Is info@ldbgroup.co.uk.
There's an email. Fine. Great. Now, I know you're very you're an ex banker.
I am.
NatWest and RBS. Tell us, I mean, I know you're very hot on things like business planning. Why is that? Why is a business plan so important, do you think?
People have this perception about a business plan. They've got to do it because they're going to the bank to apply for a loan,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to put. They've got to do this plan because they need this. They've been told to do it, but as I say to people, it's a, you know, it's yours. You're doing this plan for you. It's about the direction of your business. It's about where you are now,
mm-hmm.
about the idea that you've got, and where you want to be. So, what steps do you need to take to achieve your goal?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you do once. You put in the drawer, and never look at it again. As I say, it's a working document. You should be reviewing your business plan on an ongoing basis. And what's really important, probably for more established businesses, and we really saw this through COVID and the support that we did through COVID, is about, you know, where your business needs to change your direction. You know, looking at, you know, what you thought you wanted to do, you know, how's that actually gone,
mm-hmm.
and what changes do I need to make?
You mentioned something I think that's really important in there as well, and Lara, perhaps I can bring you in here. You mentioned, you know, business vision and you know, purpose, and I guess the starting point is always going to be, you know, why do I want to start my own business? And, you know, what was that motivation for you, Lara? What was that kind of realization that you came to?
I always wanted to have my own business instead of education. So I always dreamed or had a plan of having a language school. At the beginning, I thought it was going to be an English language school, but then I thought, why not using my own language as an asset for it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, as I mentioned before, it's just about this giving back to the community.
Right.
And, you know, being like a, you know, a point where, you know, people can come to us and do a cultural thing in, you know, in Hastings.
Yeah. But you fundamentally, you always saw yourself as having a language school. That was always an ambition of yours.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Perhaps because I've always been a teacher. So yes. Obviously that's something that, you know, I'm very used to.
So, and it's important, isn't it, Lisa, that people kind of understand why they're doing it in the first instance, because you know, that's a very personal thing, isn't it? And ultimately it's going to make the difference between whether you're going to be successful perhaps or not. If people are just going into business to make money, that's not always going to be enough of a motivator, is it? I don't think.
And not necessarily. I mean, yes, sometimes there is that purpose behind it, because you know, maybe they've been looking for jobs and it hasn't quite worked out, and you know, they're thinking, okay, well, I'll set up on my own and I'll go out and do this. I think when you're really passionate about what you do, that really comes across,
makes the difference, doesn't it? Yeah. And then the money and the financial reward should follow from that automatically, hopefully. Good. Okay. In terms of sort of, you know, a lot of people are kind of daunted, I think, by, you know, we've spoken about things like, you know, bank accounts and accountants and financials and things like that. But I guess, you know, what you guys provide ultimately is templates and guidance for all of this stuff. You know, people haven't got to go out and source, you know, templates for business plans and cash flow forecasts and, you know, personal kind of finance projections and stuff like that. All of that you kind of provide as a nice kind of bite-size, you know, template and suite of kind of products, don't you, ultimately?
Absolutely, Martin. And what we do after every session, whether that's face-to-face or on the online workshops, all our participants get sent the whole bank of resources. So it may well be, so from the first session around the business plans, they get a template for a business plan. We call a resources list. So lots of websites that we refer to during our presentations, they'll get the links to where they can go and find the information from.
Yeah.
You know, they get lots of things to think about, like the cash flow forecast template. Mm-hmm. They'll receive that. And you know, just the whole startup checklist, just so they can tick off and make sure they've covered all of those steps.
Yeah.
But they've got this. We get a copy of the presentation slides so they can go back and review the information, because there's so much to take in, because it does move at quite a fast pace.
Yeah.
So they're making notes and we're doing little simple exercises. And then, especially on the finance week, because when we're going through examples, I always encourage everybody, look at the slides again, look at the examples and think about your own business and put your own numbers into that. Mm. When they're looking at the cash flow template, is just have a play with it. You know, it's daunting when you're looking at thinking about what am I going to do over the next 12 months, but just put some numbers in and see what it looks like and think about whether it's realistic.
Yeah, fantastic, good. And as you say, you can then you know, come back and ask questions on the back of that, can't you? And talk to someone like yourself or Chris at the terrace in Maidstone.
That's right. Is you know, I never do cut people off once they've been on the workshops. Yeah. Is, you know, quite often they'll say to me, "Oh, can I send you my business plan?
Yeah.
You know, to get some feedback." You know, more than happy to provide feedback and give them some guidance. And quite often I'm going back, "Have you thought about this?"
Yeah. And again, you know, the advantage of having someone like you look at it, particularly, and we're going to talk about finance in the next bit of the show, just to close the show, but the advantage of having an ex-bank manager look at it is that you know, you're going to be looking at it from, you know, those expert eyes, if you like, with all your experience and thinking, you know, well, would I lend this business money? You know, is this a credible business plan or not? And you'll be quite kind of objective about that, won't you?
Yeah, no, of course, most definitely. You know, it's, you know, that's why I really will give some feedback. I was working with a client recently who was looking to apply for a loan and the cash flow needed some work. So I sat down with him and talked him through, and we reworked it. He applied for the loan and was successful because, well, you know, he got it to a point where actually he understood it.
Yeah, Yeah, fantastic. Good. So some really useful hand-holding through all of that there. Brilliant. Good. Well, as I said, what I'd like to do is, in the final bit of the show today, I'd like to talk about business finance, because I know you guys at Let's Do Business Group can also help there with startup loans and all sorts of other finance programs and schemes as well. And Lara, I'd like to talk to you about your... your startup finance requirements and how ultimately, you know, all businesses are going to need to inject some cash at some point, and how you were able to do that, whether you financed it yourself or whether ultimately you had to take out some finance in order to do that. So do stay with us and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. We've got a startup theme to the show today, and hopefully we've been giving you some really useful insight in terms of some of the things to think about when starting your own business and perhaps where to go to get some advice and support. What I'd like to do now is just kind of hone in on business finance and startup business finance, because obviously that's quite often a sticking point for lots of prospective new business owners. Where am I going to get the cash from to start my business? So Lara, if we start with you, if we can, tell us about, obviously you needed to put money into your business to get it off the ground. You've mentioned that you've got premises in Hastings, for example, so I guess there would have been some upfront rent costs there. How were you able to access the money you needed to start your business? Where did that come from?
Well, mostly Alvaro and I had savings mm-hmm. that we had put aside for this, you know, business plan that we had. And that's what we've been using, okay. mostly. But, you know, when I did the Herbis program, it was great to know that I had certain places and certain, you know, support and resources that I could access. Uh-huh. That if I hadn't done this, yeah. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
So at least I knew that, okay, there are things out there that I can apply to uh-huh. and, you know, that I can apply, you know, to in the future, and I can use them.
So you used your savings in the first instance. Just give us an idea of how much of a commitment you had to make there in terms of, you know, raiding your bank account to get your business off the ground. Was it sort of tens of thousands or was it less than 10,000?
It was less than
10,000.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we paid a rent up front, uh-huh. which was about 6 months uh-huh. because it was 3 months deposit and obviously 3 months in advance. So that could have been about 4K uh-huh. altogether.
Quite a chunk
around
then.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously what really helped us as well was to have a business account from day one.
Yes.
So that we could, you know, put all that
Separate.
Money in there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that it doesn't really mess with your own finances.
Yeah.
Because for me it was a bit daunting, like, okay, I'm going to start my own business and yes, I'm going to be self-employed, but I want a separate, you know, yeah. business account so I can really keep track of both things.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
there is a Lara business owner and Lara, the one who wants to have her finances okay as well.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good. Okay. So Lisa, in you know, where people don't necessarily have, you know, access to savings to start their own business, there are some other kind of, there is help on offer, if you like, again, through you guys. You're an accredited provider for the startup loans program. So just tell us a little bit about that, if you can.
Yeah, of course, Martin. So the startup loan program is open to businesses that have been trading up to 3 years. So if you know, you don't necessarily have to apply from day one, you could obviously start trading and then realize you want to kind of move premises or something, you need a bit of extra money. So what's a little bit different about the startup loan is that it's not actually a business loan. People apply for it in their personal name. So mm-hmm. it's a personal loan for business purposes. Mm-hmm. So they apply for the loan and then they would inject that money into their business. So so everything is nice and clear.
Mm-hmm.
You've got up to 5 years to make repayments on the loan. It's you don't have to apply for the full, you know, we don't encourage people to apply for the full 25,000. Is work out what you need and apply for that.
So there's a maximum limit of 25K.
That's correct, mm-hmm. yeah. Minimum of £500, up mm-hmm. to £25,000. Mm-hmm. And what's really good about the programme as well is, say a business started trading, they need, say, £5,000 now to get going, they've got to mm-hmm. pay some rent on some premises, then they can go back to startup loans and apply for a second loan mm-hmm. after a period of time. You've got up to 5 years of trading to go mm-hmm. back for a second loan.
Right.
You can overall you can only have a maximum of 25,000. And what's really good, especially, I think this is really important in these current times, is that the interest rate is fixed at 6% per annum.
So you're not going to be able to borrow money at 6% anywhere, are you, for a business?
Absolutely not in these current times. No. Where we have seen some increases in the Bank of England base rate over the course of this year.
Yeah.
That base rate is quite small, but it's obviously gone up. And it is probably all indication is we are probably going to see some small increases over time. And most loans you apply for, that would be passed on to you as a customer.
Yeah.
Whereas this, if you know you've got that comfort for the period of the loan, your interest rate is not going to change. And however, if you're doing really well, you can pay the loan off early.
Of course.
There's no penalties for doing so.
Uh-huh. And a maximum of 5 years to repay the loan, is that right?
That's right. And now what's obviously, the application process is people are going to have to do a business plan.
Mm.
They will need to have that cash flow forecast alongside it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two minimum requirements. If they're already trading, they need to provide some of their trading figures to show how the business has been working. They might have to provide some bank statements. You might have to put your CV together just to show what your history is.
So if you've been through a workshop program like My Biz or Her Biz or any other program that you're running, you'll have all of that information to hand, as Lara was saying, because, that was a fundamental kind of core part of the workshop that you've just kind of been through. So you've got all that to hand anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. They've got that basis for that business plan and also doing those finance forecasts as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So startup, that's the startup loan program. I know you also help businesses more generally with business finance as well at Let's Do Business Group. You're a recovery loan accredited provider as well, aren't you? So that's been reinvented again, hasn't it? That finished and now it started up again. So just tell us briefly about recovery loans.
Of course, it's obviously the post-COVID support.
Yeah.
So the last phase of the recovery loan scheme finished at the end of June, and obviously we are just in the process of finalising off ticking all the boxes so we can start going out there promoting that we can offer the loans again.
Yeah.
So at Let's Do Business Group, we offer loans. So for minimum loan is £25,000,
mm-hmm.
and they can come to us to apply for a loan up to £150,000.
Okay.
We would work obviously with probably more established businesses.
Yes.
As well. But what's quite important as well, Martin, to let people know about is if we've got a business that's been trading for less than 3 years,
mm-hmm.
And they come to us to apply for a recovery loan scheme, and they haven't had a startup loan previously, we will probably encourage them to still go and apply for that because. You got that lower interest rate,
yes.
Obviously our recovery loan scheme is, the rates are more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say go for a startup loan and then we will look at the recovery loan for the remainder of the money that you need.
Yeah, fantastic. So you always get the best advice, as it were, in terms of the products that are out there.
Yeah, and we are a business support organisation, so we're trying to do what's best for the business.
Yeah, great. Lara, just going to come back to you because we've been very remiss. We haven't actually mentioned at any point how we can book on to one of your fabulous Spanish on Sea language courses. So do give us your contact details if you can.
Yes, so if you want to come and experience the fabulous courses that we do, they're definitely great. You can either find us on Facebook or Instagram if you just type Spanish on Sea School, or you can email us at SpanishOnSeaSchool@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And presumably, we've spoken about, people perhaps with second homes or, regular kind of visitors to Spain, but I guess you also help school kids, with their curriculum, with extra kind of classes.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We're specialists in GCSE and A-level.
Uh-huh.
So now's the time that we're getting lots of kids and teenagers that want to prepare for that, and as there is a kind of like a lack from academies or nearby schools that provide Spanish as a GCSE or A level, we are there to support.
Brilliant.
So yeah, that's great.
Well, it's been lovely having you with us today. Thank you so much for sharing your startup business journey with
us.
It's been great to have you, Lisa. Just a final shout out for Let's Do Business Group's website as well.
So www.letsdobusinessgroup.co.uk.
Brilliant. So all the information around Startup September and Her Biz and My Biz and all sorts of fabulous kind of resources there for startup business owners as well.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on the show, both of you today. It's been hopefully really useful for people tuning in, thinking about their own kind of startup business journey. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with another couple of guests. But I think all that remains for us to do now is say thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll talk to you again very soon. So bye for now.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.